capturing.
Hello, hello, unicorns, and welcome back to Unicorns Do Exist. If you're new here, hi, I'm Vanessa, a mom rebuilding her life. If you've been here a while, you already know I'm not interested in safe conversations anymore. I'm interested in the ones that make people pause, shift in their seat, and maybe feel even a little bit called out. So let me just start by saying this right now. If this episode annoys you, triggers you, or makes you feel defensive, congratulations. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. Because today we're talking about lazy masculinity or lazy masculine energy. Yes, I said it. Something I've been thinking for a while, and I just had this interaction a couple of days ago that blew my mind with a male that I considered lazy masculinity. So it got me thinking. And before anyone spirals, this is not a men are trash episode. This is a standards and polarity episode. This is about leadership, drive, and aliveness in everyone, and why attraction doesn't die because of time in relationships. It dies because of stagnation. I keep seeing these patterns over and over. Men asking, why don't women want to submit anymore? Or why don't women want to cook and clean? Why don't women respect men like they used to? And I'm sitting here like, sir, some of you guys can't even walk a mile without being out of breath. Some men don't lift any weights. Don't go to the gym. You don't challenge your body. You don't challenge your mind. You don't challenge your comforts. But yet you want devotion. You want softness. You want a woman to melt into you. Be serious. Let's get something straight really quickly. Having a job is not impressive. Having a job is the bare minimum requirement of adulthood. Not a personality trait. If you don't even have a job, stop the episode, go look for a job if you're an adult. Paying your bills does not make you a leader. It makes you responsible. It makes you functional. And this applies to anyone in the masculine role. This isn't about gender. Masculine energy is about direction. Masculine energy is about movement. It's about momentum. And if you're not growing, building, learning, moving towards something in your life, your partner will feel it in their body. An attraction, it lives in the body first. Here's the part people don't talk about, or most likely, it's more like people don't want to hear about it. Here's the part that people don't really like to hear. Women don't lose attraction because they're too emotional or too needy. They lose attraction because they are growing the container they're in. How am I supposed to be soft when I'm the one pushing life forward? If the feminine energy in your life is the one being the leader, how do you expect them to be a soft feminine energy? How am I supposed to follow when I'm already 10 steps ahead of you? And a lot of women have more drive than men nowadays. So how am I supposed to feel held by someone who isn't even holding themselves accountable in this relationship, in this partnership, in life? This is not submission. This is survival. A lot of women are having to do all of it. They are not able to relax into their feminine energy. Esther Perel is a therapist, relationship therapist, and an amazing author. She also has a podcast called Where Do We Begin? She talks about how desire thrives in aliveness. Not obligation, not duty, not we've been together forever. Desire lives where there's momentum, curiosity, polarity. And stagnation is the fastest way to kill erotic energy. Content will kill a relationship faster than anything else. You can't expect passion when your life has no pulse. When there's nothing new going on, there's no blood flowing. A long time ago, there was this old Hollywood actress. I don't know who she was exactly, but I saw a clip of her. And this clip stayed with me forever. It made me understand masculine energy and a high-valued man so very effortlessly. The way she spoke was just, she was a gorgeous actress. And I think she was walking on the red carpet. a reporter comes up to her and she was asked on the red carpet, what's your kind of man? They say, what's your kind of man? And then they put the mic in her face. And she says, driven, self-motivated, intellectual men who are leaders and always learning. Then the interviewer goes back and says, well, what if they have no money? What if they're broke? And she said eloquently, she giggles and says, oh, honey, a man like that would never be broke. And then just walks away. Because being broke is temporary. Being unmotivated is a lifestyle choice. Ever since then, I didn't date someone based on how much money they had. I dated them based on their character, their drive, their goals. Because attraction is not about money. This has nothing to do with money. It's about where you're going. I've seen this, I've said this plenty of times before. It doesn't matter where you start, it matters where you're going. It doesn't matter where you are, it matters where you're going. So as long as you have a dream, passion, and a goal that you're working towards, that alone makes you so much more attractive and more valuable than someone who just has a job, is off, gets drunk, or drinks every weekend. A person with drive adapts. They grow, they build. They are constantly are stimulating their mind for what is next. A person without it expects their partner to carry the emotional, mental, and energetic load. And then they wonder why the sparks are gone, why the woman is drained. Sometimes it's not even because they have a lot of things to do, it's because their energy is completely drained from having to think for everyone. If you want someone in a soft, feminine energy, that energy emerges when it feels safe to come out. When it feels safe emotionally, mentally, when it feels safe physically. And masculine energy creates the container for that feminine energy to fill it. That's why they say men who are married make more money, live longer, are happier. If there's no container, there's nothing to relax into. If there's no masculine energy, the feminine energy cannot be revealed. Sue Johnson is also an author and a relationship expert. She wrote a book called Hold Me Tight, and she talks about attachment, how relationships thrive when there's responsiveness, presence, and reliability. Leadership isn't about always giving orders or someone always demanding things. Leadership is about showing up consistently and being able to model the way you want your family to be, the way you want your person to be. Model those values, like those goals. Like, you can't just go and say, do this, and I'm the leader because I said so. No, it's more like, hey, babe, this is the goal. This is where we're going. How do we do it? Right? Being emotionally available, self-aware, willing to grow with your partner. If someone has to beg you to care, that's not polarity. That's exhaustion. If someone has to beg you to care about yourself, about what's going on, about where you want to go, that is not polarity. That's exhaustion. And listen, this isn't about being perfect. No one's perfect. Everyone's growing. Everyone is in different, how do you say it? Everyone's in different places in their life. Son etapas. You know, like, you go through, maybe you're in your 20s and you're working towards one goal. Then you're in your 30s and you're working towards another goal. And then you're in your 40s and now you're working towards a different goal. It's about always having something to work and look forward to. It's not about being perfect. It's about constant growth. Your goals don't have to be massive. You don't need 6 businesses and a podcast and, you know, to own half of the world. But you do need something that you're working towards, something that challenges you, something that lights you up. Because no woman wants to shrink her fire just to make a man feel better, taller, more interesting. Now you're dragging them down with you. And for my women listening, if you keep attracting partners with no drive, no leadership, no vision, it's worth asking yourself, where have I been settling? Because it felt safer than being alone? Because you rather just have someone than nobody at all? In the next part of the episode, we're going to talk about why submission without leadership is just manipulation, how polarity dies when resentment builds. And polarity is, what I mean by that is where the masculine and the feminine pull and attract from each other, like magnets. The polarity in a relationship is what you need for the relationship to thrive and be a passionate one. And what actually creates desire that lasts. So if this already has you thinking, stay with me, because this conversation isn't about blaming, it's about becoming the best version of yourself. Whatever that might look like right now. It's about becoming the high-valued woman in her feminine energy, or becoming a high-value man in his masculine energy. With masculine energy, I don't mean not being able to communicate or shutting down. You can be in your masculine energy and still have great communication skills. It means emotional steadiness. Being in your masculine energy means emotional steadiness. You don't get easily derailed. You don't get easily shaken up. You don't get, because you are confident and sure of all the steps you're taking in your life, in your relationship. I'm not saying it always has to be that way, but that is what the feminine energy will need from you. Being able to hold discomfort without collapsing or lashing out is needed from a masculine, for the feminine energy to be able to be soft. Softness is response to safety, not performance. If your partner has to stay guarded around you, polarity dies. If a woman cannot be themselves, relax in your energy, relax in your presence, feel safe and calm, that polarity is going to die. They need it. As a woman, I don't want to, kind of like when you see these couples go to haunted houses and the boyfriend pushes the girl in the front, like what? Like, no, you're supposed to protect her. That's the masculine's role. And then he's doing that unaware that he's doing it, maybe. And the woman sees it, feels it. So then she has to become the masculine. And then drains her because that's not her role. It just, you know what I mean? And then they wonder why the sex sucks. The connection's not there. The chemistry's gone. It's all chemistry. It's all polarity. You can't just tell a woman, oh, be feminine. I can't even tell myself just to be feminine, because it's not something you can demand. Feminine energy cannot be forced. You cannot criticize someone into softness. It has to come out naturally. The right way for that to come out is with a masculine energy that is confident in themselves, so that the feminine energy can flow. If you want a counter partner, you have to counterbalance their energy. Yin yang, it has to mesh well together. This applies to all relationships. This isn't about straight relationships. This isn't about gender roles. It's all about polarity, and polarity doesn't care about pronouns. This is all about who you are and what you want out of your partner. So if you are a masculine, for example, man or woman, but you yourself feel like you are the masculine, and you have to be able to fill that role completely so you can attract a feminine. That's why there's always a mask and femme, right? Those are the relationships that we mostly see, because it's all about polarity. You can't just dress like a mask and then do the bare minimum like a man. Then it defeats the purpose. It's the same thing. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. Your feminine partner will not be able to feel safe if she's always turning into the masculine role when you come up short. So if you claim to be a masculine in your role, in your relationship, lead with your body, lead with your mind, lead with your emotions. Read a book, go to the gym, work towards something, anything. This is how softness feels safe. This is how desires taste alive, because they're impressed. You're continually stimulating their mind and their body and their energy. This is how relationships stop feeling like work and start feeling like chemistry. And if this episode is challenging you, good, that's what it means. You're growing. Being aware of it is number one role. Because having a job is the bare minimum. Paying your bills just means that you're an adult. That is it. I'm a woman in her feminine energy. Soft when I feel safe, dark when I feel disrespected. And I cannot relax into my feminine energy around a person with no drive, no curiosity, no edge, no direction. So you're either locked in or Matt already, but that's okay. That's the point of this. Now that I'm more comfortable with dating, those are the things that I look for. Those are the things that I notice. Are you cute and am I gonna date you just because you're cute, but I know it's not gonna last? Or am I dating you because I feel the polarity from the masculine energy through my feminine energy, whether it's man or a woman, like I said. I was talking about this with my sister as well. It's not about a six pack. It's not about, you know, being the buffest guy in the gym. It's about moving your body. It's about discipline. It's about self-respect. Because if you can't respect your body enough to not be a lazy couch potato that drinks every day and doesn't take care of themselves, how are you supposed to respect and love me and take care of me? Think about that. If you, as a man or a woman or a masculine, can't even take care of yourself the correct way, how are you supposed to take care of your counterpartner? Especially if you want a feminine, high-valued woman by your side. If you won't challenge your body, why would I trust you to lead my life? Or lead in my life? It's not about the money. It's not about the six-pack. And the kicker is, I'm not asking you to be extreme, you know, perfect, rich, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm asking you to be engaged, to be interested in yourself enough to want more out of life. If I want more out of life than you do, it's not really gonna work. So if you want a submissive woman that cooks and cleans, you better be paying every single bill in this house. You better be taking care of every single thing, all of my needs. And you better be doing it with a smile on your face, because it's the best thing you can do, because you're lucky enough that you have me here, for example, cooking, cleaning, looking good, doing everything for you, asking me to be submissive. Because submission is a response, not a personality trait. You can't just be submissive. And women don't submit to words. They submit to consistency, direction, emotional strength. And they need to see it, not just hear it. Because they might do it from the beginning when you're saying it. They might believe you, but eventually, once they don't see it, that's going to stop really quick. Because it's a defense mechanism. We go into our masculine energy when we have to, when we need to protect ourselves, when we need to fend for our life and figure shit out. And a lot of women are not difficult to understand, and they're not asking for too much. They've just done so much work in themselves. They've probably have, you know, been through so much already of what they don't like that they now know what they do like, that they're not trying to go backwards. Like my friend, one of my coworkers and friend, I think her birthday was actually today. Oh my God, her birthday's today. She had been single for such a long time, and the best way to put it was like, if you can make my life better, she has an amazing life, I have an amazing life as well, so if you can make my life better, for example, if you can, why would I date you? Why would I go out with you? If you are not gonna elevate me from where I am physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, because financially matters, say whether you like it or not, it does, but if you can elevate me, why would I date you? Why would I let you into my life? It doesn't make sense. It's not like I'm trying to be mean towards men, but it's just like you might be great for someone else. You might elevate another woman in their life, mentally, emotionally, financially, just not me. And that's okay. It's not a good or a bad thing. It's just knowing and understanding that if you want a certain type of woman, you have to be able to elevate them mentally, physically, emotionally, and financially. That's the least of the worries. But if you can do the other ones, and that doesn't mean that you have to make more money than them, but if you're there helping them grow their business, helping them grow their drive or what they're doing, that's elevating them financially, because you're bringing something to the table that's going to take them to the next spot. I personally don't think I would date someone that makes less money than me, but that's just me. Or like, not date, but marry. Probably date I would. But marry, probably not. That's just my choice. That's my preference. Is it for everybody? No. There's some people who care? No. I personally do, at least right now, in my life. So what does a high-value masculine energy actually look like, for example? It looks like curious about life, direction. A man with direction that knows where they're going, what they're doing, where they want, and is evolving, that's what that looks like. Someone that respects their body. I'm not saying that you have to be a gym rat. I'm saying someone that respects their body. The way they eat, the way they work out, the way they show up for themselves, the way they dress. Even if you dress yourself, this is something I used to do that's really bad, was I used to wear wrinkly clothes. I didn't care because I didn't respect myself. Now, I don't like it, but I iron my clothes. If someone irons it for me, even better. But I won't wear wrinkly clothes anymore. That's just me respecting my body, my presence, the way I look. If you see someone with this wrinkly, in Mexico, this is a huge thing. And that's why I said men in Mexico have a lot more discipline. There is no way anyone in Mexico goes out with a wrinkly shirt or wrinkly clothes. Because the first thing they say is, ugh, laziness. That's the first thing they see. I had to learn that. I had to learn that that is lazy and nobody wants something like that. Nobody wants a lazy woman, a lazy man. Laziness is the killer of everything. Of drive, desire, passion. And this is what I mean by it. Men with lazy masculine energy kill it all. Just because you're a man and you have a job and you pay the bill doesn't mean that's enough. Okay, I went on a tangent about the clothes. But emotional accountability, you know? Be able to say, hey, I feel a certain way. Hey, I need this. Be able to communicate. And not by screaming or demanding, but learning to regulate your emotions as a man. A man that screams and gets angry is not attractive. A woman that screams and yells is not attractive. Someone that can hold a conversation, that even if it's difficult, you're able to say, hey, we need to talk about this because it's not okay. That is emotional accountability. That is great communication. That is hot. That's sexy. Also, a man who can self-regulate or a woman that can self-regulate, that is sexy. That is attractive. Because when you expect them to blow up and they don't, you're like, oh, wow. Okay, cool. Show me more of that. Teach me more of this. That's hot. Also, a masculine is not someone that drinks to get drunk every single time. No woman wants to take care of a man. And if you do, girl, why? Why? Or, once again, in two same-sex relationships, if the feminine is always taking care of the masculine because they're always too drunk, what? No, that's a turnoff. That's the biggest turnoff ever. I'm the feminine. You need to take care of me. Not always. It's also not cute, girls. It's not cute. But there's occasions, there's times, there's everything. But if it's always constantly happen, like, I don't think that is sexy at all. Someone who can go to the party, hold themselves, take care of themselves, take care of your girl, be able to drive home. When you get home, you're like, damn, that was hot. Now I want to have sex. Now I find you attractive. Now you handled yourself amazingly, not just socially, but for me, you still took care of me, you still brought me home, you still drove. That's attractive. That is sexy. So, like I said, this was not about shaming men. It's more of like educating. If you have been doing these things and you weren't aware, then now you are. It's about motivating everyone to become the best version of themselves, a higher version of themselves, because you are the best version of yourself right now. You really are. Especially if you just didn't know or weren't aware of this. Well, now you are, and you can become a better version, a higher version, because women are rising and we're not shrinking ourselves to make any man or anyone feel comfortable. We're not shrinking ourselves to make stagnation feel comfortable in any relationship, man or woman. If this episode triggered you, Good. That means there was something here for you. So thank you once again for listening and staying to the end. Remember to share this with maybe your boyfriend. Share it with your counterpartner. Share it with your masculine energy or feminine. And remember, unicorns do exist. You're listening to one. Bye.